Chapter 3, Where to Look. If you've decided you would like to work with a protege, there are several places you can look for one. As previously mentioned, mentor programs can be formal or informal, and the structure varies according to the participants and the way in which the partnership comes about. Happenstance. This is a surprisingly common scenario in the business world. Sometimes a relationship between a mentor and a protege develops on its own. An experienced professional will take notice of someone new to the company or industry scene and offer advice, or a young person will ask an impressive question of a seasoned pro. If the initial exchange establishes a connection or a common interest, the communication continues. Eventually, they are connecting on a regular basis and have become an informal mentor-protege pair. Many times, a chance connection can spark the strongest mentoring relationships. Prime examples of this are those that occur in creative industries like books or film and television. Many aspiring actors and writers have gotten their big breaks by interacting with established successes in the industry. In fact, writers and actors are encouraged to seek out mentors to improve their chances in what can be extremely difficult fields to break into. There's also a downside to this method. It can occur in any mentor-protege relationship, but most often happens in those begun by chance. Sometimes, a mentor will wrongly evaluate the potential of a young person, and by the time the error becomes apparent, may insist on continuing to recommend their protege in order to save face. It's difficult to admit mistakes, particularly when it comes to proteges. Avoiding this scenario will be further discussed in the following chapter of this book. Your company. Whether or not your company has a formal mentor program, a great place to find a protege is right in front of you. Informally, the procedure is simple. Find someone you work with who shows promise and may be struggling, and offer to help them succeed. If the person you ask truly wants to learn in advance, they won't refuse. Today, many companies recognize the potential success of mentoring programs and will have a formal structure in place. In this situation, you would offer your services as a mentor to the coordinator of your company's program and would then be matched to a protege. Depending on your company's procedures, the matching process may entail the coordinator assigning mentors to those who request them, pairing based on questionnaires, employment records, or job details, potential mentors requesting a specific employee to work with, matchups based on mutual consent, or a combination of these procedures. Formal mentor programs can be quite successful when they are well structured. One of the benefits of a formal mentor program is that it will often include advancement for both parties based on monitored performance. Volunteering to become a mentor creates a favorable image. If done well, it can lead to greater recognition within your company. If your company doesn't have a formal mentor program, you may want to consider proposing or creating one yourself. A good mentor program takes into account the needs and restrictions of the mentor, the protege candidate, and the company as a whole. Any organization in any industry can benefit from a mentor program on several levels. Other companies or industry segments. Cross-company mentoring can also be successful, provided it does not occur between two competing companies. Some industries are more conducive to this type of mentoring than others. For example, if you work at Nike, you would not want to choose a protege employed by Reebok. However, if you are a consultant or work in an industry that must be broken into, such as publishing, there's no shortage of up-and-comers who value your advice. One way to find a protege outside your company is through word of mouth. It sounds simple, but many people wouldn't think of this. You can simply let your industry contacts know that you're looking to take on a protege and ask them to tell you if they learn of someone who might be a match. This brings the added benefit of making the protege more confident when they are approached first, rather than having them come to you. You can also look to the internet to find a protege. There are online communities in every industry where like minds gather to chat, and you may find just what you're looking for in an online network. Long-distance mentor-protege relationships are a viable alternative with the ready availability of electronic communication, so you could have a protege who is halfway across the country and still maintain an effective relationship. Mentoring programs. Many professional organizations maintain mentor matching services, and most of them are free for both mentors and protégés. With a mentor matching service, you can benefit through a screening process that improves the chances of the relationship succeeding. Perhaps you aren't looking for a business protege and simply want to help a young person succeed. Two of the largest mentoring programs in the country are geared for general life experience mentoring and offer mentors a rich opportunity to change the life of another person. Big Brothers, Big Sisters. The Big Brothers Big Sisters, BBBS program, is the largest mentoring program in the country. This organization is dedicated to improving the lives of underprivileged children by pairing them with an adult volunteer mentor and developing a relationship. Big Brothers and Big Sisters typically meet with their partners, or littles, 2 to 4 times a month. Participating in BBBS can be challenging, as many of the children have difficulties trusting adults. However, it's also one of the most rewarding experiences available. You can learn more about BBBS on their website at www.bbbsa.org. SCORE. The Service Corps of Retired Executives Association, SCORE, is dedicated to counseling entrepreneurs and professionals in their chosen careers. You don't have to be retired to volunteer as a mentor through SCORE. They currently have a network of over 10,000 volunteers donating their knowledge and skills to individuals across the country. SCORE matches professionals with protégés on a face-to-face basis, as well as virtually. As a mentor, you have the option of working remotely or arranging personal counseling sessions through one of the organization's 389 offices. To sign up as a mentor with SCORE, visit www.score.org. College interns. College interns are not quite the same as protégés, but they serve many of the same functions and can be just as beneficial to work with. If you decide to hire a college intern, you may create a temporary, low-paying position, or you might get an intern to work for free. The main difference between interns and protégés is that protégés are seeking the benefit of a mentor's knowledge to advance careers they've already begun, while interns are simply looking for the experience that will allow them to land a good position when they graduate. This translates to a difference in attitudes and expectations. While a protégé works with you to learn, an intern is there to do. One advantage to an intern is that they expect to perform many of your tasks for you, where a protégé may simply be content to watch and learn. A possible disadvantage is that interns are available only when they're not attending classes, and you may end up having to pay a small salary, as many college students can no longer afford to work for free. Where do you find a college intern? Generally, through a local college or university. You can usually go directly to the college's guidance or employment center to advertise for an intern. If there are several colleges in your area, you might consider placing a newspaper ad to announce the availability of the internship you're offering. Whether you go through a college or a classified ad, it's important to specify what you're looking for in an intern and what the internship will entail. Your listing should include your company name, your company address, your name and position, contact telephone number — this can be omitted if you'd rather receive initial inquiries via email or fax — fax number, email address, detailed job description including expected duties, number of days and hours to be worked, and rate of pay if applicable, the desired type of college major, best way to contact you, phone, fax, email, and what to send, message, resume, referrals, transcripts. You should run your advertisement for at least 2 weeks and then begin the interviewing process. Just as in a job interview, be sure to ask both open-ended and closed-ended questions. When interviewing interns, look for the qualities detailed in the following chapter on picking a protégé. Working with a college intern can be a satisfying experience and provide many of the same benefits to both parties as a mentor-protégé relationship. Chapter 4. Picking a protégé. If you decide to take on a protégé, you should be selective about who you're going to work with. This is important on several levels. It must be worth the time you'll spend mentoring for both you and your protégé. You don't want to end up training someone you won't be able to recommend to others. As a mentor, you'll be doing your protégé a favor by helping them succeed, but keep in mind that they're also doing you a favor by providing you with experience, knowledge, and a new perspective on your industry. Neither you nor your protégé should feel superior to one another. Mentoring is a process of give and take. In this chapter, we'll discuss how to select a protégé that best matches you and your goals, and how to avoid making poor choices. Ingredients of a good protégé. A successful protégé will possess certain qualities. Just as not all business executives and professionals make good mentors, not every newcomer will flourish as a protégé. Here are some of the qualities you should keep in mind when selecting a protégé. A commitment to expanding skills and capabilities. Good protégés want to learn. They're committed to themselves and their career and will be grateful for your guidance. You don't want to work with someone who's content to merely report for work and bring home a paycheck each week. Try to select a protégé who displays genuine interest in the workings of your industry and is truly excited about the prospect of a successful long-term career. Receptive and open to new ideas and new ways of learning. An open mind is an essential key to business success. There are always new ideas, techniques, and methods that prove surprisingly effective. When picking a protégé, be sure your candidate is willing to consider possibilities outside the realm of his or her experience, and remember to keep an open mind yourself. Quote, "Have a mind that's open to everything. Get attached to nothing." Gary Busey. The ability to accept and act upon constructive criticism. Accepting criticism objectively is a difficult skill to master, applying it even more so. Your protégé should possess the ability to listen to criticism without taking it personally, and the necessary detachment to use comments constructively. No one wants to work with a prima donna. It'll strain the relationship if you end up having to carefully monitor what you have to say in order to avoid hurt feelings. Results-driven focus. Both you and your protégé should have clear expectations and results in mind when you enter into a mentoring relationship. Everything you do should work toward a shared goal. Seek out a protégé who has the ability to concentrate and focus. A strong drive is an important quality for success. Additionally, your protégé should demonstrate willingness to apply what they learn from you to their own career paths. It's useless and frustrating to teach someone who does not intend to use that newfound knowledge. Avoid working with someone who desires only a connection to important people and has no real wish to improve or learn. Good communication and cooperative work skills. Just as you must be able to articulate your ideas, so must your protégé. Choose to work with someone who can communicate effectively, who expresses his or her qualifications and intentions clearly from the start. If you can't understand what the candidate wants from the relationship, you can't expect to meet goals on either end. You must also be able to work together with your protégé. Beware of those who are too driven or seem intent on asserting their own merits. Often the egocentric protégé will have already developed a sense of superiority that makes them difficult to work with, no matter how talented they might be. Drive is necessary, but so is a certain degree of humility. A strong sense of personal responsibility. A successful business person takes responsibility for his own actions, whether they're good or bad. Be sure your protégé is able to accept responsibility and refrain from passing blame onto circumstances or other people. In modern society, it's all too common to encounter overdeveloped senses of entitlement. Strive to work with a protégé who is self-aware and does not institutionalize or redirect blame. Unfortunately, a lack of personal responsibility can lead to legal complications and public spectacle. Willingness to meet regularly. If you cannot meet with your protégé, it's impossible to form a relationship. That goes without saying. Be sure the person you choose to work with does not already have an overcrowded schedule. Both you and your protégé must be willing to be flexible. This can extend to social life as well. If a candidate insists on putting socialization and entertainment ahead of career in their priorities, you won't be able to gain much ground. Unafraid to ask for help. Pride can be an excellent quality to possess. However, an abundance of pride can lead to stubbornness, which is not conducive to learning. Your protégé should have the ability to determine how much he or she can do on their own and when it's time to seek help. Conversely, you don't want to work with someone who will rely on you completely. There must be a healthy balance of independence and reliance. Awareness of personal limitations is an essential skill for anyone. Aligning your goals. When it comes to career, you and your protégé should have similar interests and goals. If your primary goal in your career is to effect positive change in your industry, you would not want to work with someone whose only concern is making money. And if you're in it for the money, you may not enjoy partnering with an altruist. Before you begin considering candidates, you should be familiar with your personal intentions with regard to becoming a mentor. Answer the following questions truthfully to help yourself determine those qualities you should seek out in a protégé. Why did you decide to become a mentor? What are your personal reasons for choosing to share your knowledge and experience with a protégé? What primary benefit do you expect to realize through the relationship? Which benefits are secondary? Are there any benefits to a protégé that don't matter to you whether you receive them or not? How will becoming a mentor help your career? How much time do you intend to spend with your protege? What do you expect your protege to gain from the relationship? Where do you see your protege after the mentoring process? Once you've determined your own intentions, you'll be in a better position to select a suitable protege match. Background checks. Do you need them? Of course you do. Now, this is not to say you should delve into candidates' personal information or seek out a police report. However, you should be familiar with your protege's background, experiences, and any past instances that may affect your relationship. It's in your best interest to treat your search for a protege as though you're hiring an employee. Request resumes, references, and other pertinent documentation, such as college transcripts for interns, and review the material as part of the process. You should also conduct face-to-face interviews with those candidates who seem a likely fit. How to check references. Personal or professional references should be an important part of your protege selection process. Since many proteges are entry-level professionals, they may not be able to furnish professional references. However, you can ask for recommendations from college professors, current co-workers, or any other influential people the candidate may have dealt with, such as volunteer program coordinators. When checking references and recommendations, follow a three-step process of introduction, investigation, and analysis. Introduction. Identify yourself to the reference, name, position, and company, and explain why you're calling. Be sure to stress that the conversation will be confidential. Ask about the reference's relationship with the protege candidate and try to determine whether the reference is able to give you pertinent information. Investigation. Ask the reference to describe the potential protege in their own words. You can also ask leading questions. Has the candidate demonstrated a willingness to learn? Does he seem to desire career advancement? Is she easy to get along with? At the end of the conversation, be sure to thank the reference for their time. Analysis. Try to determine how much of the information you obtained from the reference was relevant. It's a good idea to take notes, if not during the conversation, then immediately following. Remain objective and keep in mind that reference material is someone else's opinion. This should not be the sole factor in your decision-making process. Keep the information you obtained from references so you can compare it with the candidate interview. The protege interview. Face-to-face interviews are an essential step in selecting a protege. They give you the opportunity to interact with a candidate and allow both of you to test the waters and find out whether you're comfortable with each other. Personal meetings can also provide a better sense of style and methodology than you can receive from documents and reference checks. If you've elected to become a virtual mentor, you should perform a telephone interview. It's difficult to have a true sense of someone's personality strictly through electronic communication. Engaging in live conversation will enable you to determine whether you and your protege will get along well. Just as in a job interview, you should ask both open and closed questions when talking with a potential protege. Following are some sample questions you may want to include during the interview. Closed-ended questions. How did you hear about this opportunity? Do you have a college degree? What was your major? GPA. What work experience do you have? Any hobbies or extracurricular activities that relate to your career? What are your qualifications? Have you received any relevant awards or commendations? Open-ended questions. Why are you seeking a mentor? What do you expect to gain by working with me? Name three benefits you'd like to receive through this relationship. What are your major strengths? Name at least one weakness you possess and tell me how you intend to correct it. What would you like to change about this industry? In what area do you believe you can make the greatest contribution? What's your learning style? Hands-on? Observatory? A combination? How do you intend to apply what you learn to your career? Are you able to accept constructive criticism? What are your procedures for handling personal errors? How do you work under pressure? What do you believe are the most important qualities you possess? What qualities impress you the most in others? Where do you envision your career in 5 years? Always avoid asking personal questions or questions which can only be applied